Agunner Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Nasoi Tavshin Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Vav Pasuk Vav, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi. A Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei, is not allowed to become ritually unclean to a dead person. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks a very fundamental question. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the Balaturim brings that the reason why a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei is because a Nazir has the capability of becoming somebody who is a Navi. The Shechina can rest on him because of his great Kabbalah, his great acceptance upon himself of Naziris. That puts him at a very high level. And therefore, if he will become Tamei, if he will be able to go to people who are dead, Chas v'Shalom, people might think that he's a Deiresh al Hamesim, that the reason why he became somebody who was Zaychet to Nevuah, somebody who was Zaychet to have the Shechina rest on him, it's because he goes to the dead people. We know that there are people called necromants, where they go to dead people and they're able to, as a result, drum up some sort of seance and be able to tell the future. And we all know that that's something which is asar al pitayr, you're not allowed to do that. And it comes from a place which is not good. So therefore, the Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei. However, we do find that if the Nazir does become Tamei, he has to bring a Karmel Chatas. Rashi brings in Pasuk Yud Aleph, because al shatzir atzmai min ayayin. Why does he bring a chatos? A chatos is a sin offering because he took the unusual step of not allowing himself, disassociating with wine. And of course, the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, he shouldn't do that. Why? Because lo dayecha, it's not enough for you that masha asarcha Torah, that the Torah said that you're not allowed to eat certain foods and drink certain drinks. You want to add isurim to yourself. This is a Yerushalmi in the Darim. Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks, so what's going on over here? On the one hand, we see that the Navi, the Nazir, he can become a Navi. He has aspirations to be a Navi. He can become a Navi. On the other hand, he has to bring a Karmel Chatas because he took upon something that he shouldn't have taken upon himself. He's making more Isurim, he's making more things forbidden to him than he should have. So what's going on over here? Why is that that a person in one act is really on two sides of the extremes? And perhaps we can say the following, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answers, that when a person accepts upon himself that he is going to become a Nazir, he has just taken on something that is going to be consecutive, that's going to be a Ratzuf, Ritzifut. It's something which is going to be constant. Somebody that accepts upon himself this state of not drinking wine, and now he's going to put one day together, another day together, another day together, and he's going to have this long period of time, 30 days, where he's not going to drink wine, that consecutiveness brings upon himself a madrega, brings upon himself a level which he cannot get otherwise. A person can only aspire, can only get to something if he is ratzuf. We know in learning, a person can only shtag, a person can only become a talmid chacham if he puts in minute after minute, day after day, hour after hour, month after month, year after year. It can't be 1 minute here and 1 minute there and 5 minutes there and 10 minutes there. A person has to constantly learn. A person has to be constantly involved in mitzvahs. And one mitzvah leads to the next. One daf gemara leads to the next. However, once it gets broken up, like when the nazir becomes broken up, if he becomes tamei, so now he's lost the effect of the Naziris. He's lost the effects of the Ratzifus, of the consecutiveness, of the constant growth that he's had before. And now he's taken to task for bringing on himself things that he shouldn't have brought himself on. And that's really our job in this world, is that in order to become the people that we want to become, we have to constantly be aware and constantly continue to do mitzvahs and daven properly, learn properly, act properly, gemilas chesed properly, all the things that we need to do in life. And if we are consecutive, we do ritzifus, if we do it constantly, we don't give up, we don't allow any time, anything to bother us to get in the way, then Be'ez Hashem will become the people that we want to become. A good Shabbos to all.